Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Increasing ferry routes, new protocols in Australian sport, and dangerous fires in Beirut's international airport. Good morning, this is Sophie and Bella with your 8am Zedlines. Brisbane Council proposes increasing ferry services on the Kitty Cat network. Since the introduction of 50-cent fares, the number of people using ferry services has increased by 22.7%. Brisbane City Council Transport Chair Ryan Murphy says City Hopper services face overcrowded vessels and passengers want more frequent services. The proposal will implement higher frequency services that come every 15 minutes instead of the current 30 minutes.
When asked about nuclear power on Monday, Queensland opposition leader David Crisafulli deflected the question, accusing Labor of running a scare campaign and emphasising his focus on the upcoming state election without committing to a stance on nuclear energy. Earlier this month, federal opposition leader Peter Dutton joined Crisafulli on the campaign trail, stating he would attempt to convince his state counterpart of the merits of nuclear power. Queensland Premier Stephen Miles reiterated his strong opposition to nuclear power plants in Queensland, vowing to fight tooth and nail against such plans if re-elected.
In national news, a Senate committee has proposed the federal government consider strategies to reduce concussions in contact sport, such as AFL and NRL. Deputy Chair of the Senate Standing Committee on Community Affairs, Janet Rice, says the committee has heard tragic stories of athletes whose lives have been impacted by concussions and consequently suffered from brain disorders like CTE. Australia's current rules outline a 11 or 12-day waiting period for a player to sit out following a concussion.
Yesterday, Independent Senator Lydia Thorpe interrupted King Charles's address to Parliament House, yelling, "This is not your country and you are not my king." Lydia Thorpe, who is known for her activism, has been advocating for a treaty between the Australian government and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders. She was escorted out of Parliament by security and has since defended her protest. Senator Thorpe is being criticised by Parliament, saying that this outburst was not a productive way to approach the issue.
In international news, Beirut's international airport suffered explosive fires in light of intensifying hostility between Israeli forces and Hezbollah. The area was covered in a thick smoke and hundreds were left to flee following the threat of attack on behalf of the Israeli army. Buildings in the surrounding areas have now been reduced to rubble following the attack, which was targeted at a banking system linked to Hezbollah. The incident resulted in zero casualties.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly cloudy. It is currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news for 8am. We will be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website, 4ZZZ.org.au/news.